Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here in this late afternoon. My topic is the role of an innovative screening colonoscopy protocol with a 2% technique and a propofol sedation in ensuring the high quality screening colonoscopy by trained primary care physicians. I have no disclosures to make. A little bit introductory of colorectal cancer. The CRC is the third most common cancer and the second leading cancer death in the United States. 5% of the Americans will have CRC during their lifetime. The figures here shows the CRC incidence and then the mortality had steadily decreased in the past decades. So the CRC incidence in 1997 was 52 per 100,000 and reduced to 45 per 100,000 in 2009. And so as the mortality, it was 21 per 100,000 in 1999 to 17 per 100,000 in 2009. So colonoscopy, by removing the adenomas in the colon, reduces the CRC incidence and therefore the mortality. Because colorectal cancer was originally developed from the precancerous polyps most of the time. The effectiveness of the colonoscopy in preventing CRC is documented. The National Polyp Study showed a 76% of CRC prevention following those with adenomas removed procedures. So we know the colonoscopy is effective. But we still have a low coverage. According to the National Health Interview Survey in 2010, there's only 36% of the age-eligible adults had colonoscopy. This is partially because of the low colonoscopy capacity due to the insufficient gastroenterologist, the GI. The GI being the specialist was believed to have superior performance than non-GIs, so they are the main supply of the colonoscopy screening. Currently, there are almost 14,000 board-certified GIs with 460 annually increase. So in order to cover every eligible person, an additional 7,300 GIs are needed. So in order to fill up the gap, training primary care physicians effectively in screening colonoscopy could be a solution. So what can we do to for the lack of the skills and experience for PCPs? The first one is the technical assistance by second person, and the second is to improve patient comfort to facilitate scope navigation by providing the deep sedation. A little bit evidence on the 2% technique colonoscopy. Studies have been documented that by having a second observer in the procedure itself increases the polyp and adenoma detections. Roger in 2008 found that the procedures performed with GI fellows observing in the procedure have this significantly higher adenoma detections than those with only performed by the attending GIs. Another study in 2011, recruited from six academic teaching hospitals from Korea, concluded that procedures with endoscopy nurse as a second observer in the procedure had both higher detection in polyps and adenomas. And this effect enlarged among fellows within their first 500 procedures. So the major differences between the literature and our 2% technique protocol is that the technician is actively engaged in the pushing the scope and observing on the video screen. Regarding the evidence on the providing deep sedation to improve the patient comfort, studies were showing some trends towards propofol sedation, both in the adenoma detection and advanced adenoma detection, but no significancy was observed. The only consistency was shown in the anesthesia recovery time. Generally, propofol takes only one-third to half of the recovery time for meprazine. So our prior study on this data for the PCP performance showing that the quality indicators achieve the ASG standards. This series has the cycle intubation rate of 98%, which is higher than the benchmark of 95%, and adenoma detection rate of 30%, which is higher than the benchmark of 20%, and the mean withdrawal time of more than 8 minutes. The recommended guideline was the minimum of 6 minutes. And the other study on this data reported that the racially concordant PCPs may be more acceptable to the black patients because of the historic relations and trust issues. So here is our unique features of the hands-on 2% technique protocol at our study center. So in the procedure, the technician advanced the colonoscope and the physician will work on the scope tip for polyp search and the removal. And besides these two persons, the third person in the procedure will be the note taker. So that will be at least three persons in the procedure watch on the video screen for polyps. And next one is the propofol sedation, which is the deep sedation. And it starts April of 2006 to substitute for the meprazine sedation, which is the median sedation. Next one is the gradual scope insertion and withdrawal for both for polyp search and removal during both phases to maximize the coverage of colon inspection. And the last one is there's always on-site experts available for rescue assistance. So our research questions are, the first one is, does hands-on 2% technique improve the specialist performance? So we compare 2% technique specialist versus 1% technique specialist to identify this question. And the second question will be, does specialist status matter given a 2% technique? We compare 2% technique specialist versus the PCPs. All of our PCPs are following the 2% technique all the time. And the last one is, does the sedation type matter? And we compare propofol sedative procedures with meprazine sedative procedures. And we control for the bowel preparation status on lesion detection rates. So our data source is from a licensed ambulatory surgery center for endoscopy in Columbia, South Carolina. We retrospectively collect all screening colonoscopies between September 1st of 2001 to February 4th of 2011, and the patient is the unit of our analysis. A total of 59 physicians were performing the procedure during the study period. 57 of them are following 2% technique. The remaining two physicians are staying with the solo performers. Our sample selection process is, during our study period, there are almost 27,000 procedures. After removing the second and the later procedures, we got almost 21,000 screening colonoscopies. By excluding 342 patients, age-eligible patients, and 30 patients with prior history of colon/rectum resections, we got 20,540 patients are eligible for the study. And for the results, for the protocol type, about 3/4 of the patients were performed by 2% technique PCPs, and 23 were from 2% technique specialists, and the remaining 3 were performed by 1% technique specialists. For the sedation type, the meprazine sedated and the propofol sedated are about half and half of the of our study sample. For the colonoscopy quality indicators, the solo performing specialist had lowest cycle intubation rate, and The 2% technique groups are consistently having higher lesion detection rates than the solo performing specialists. As we can see here, the adenoma detection rate in 1% technique specialist is about 24%. For the 2% technique groups, both in the specialists and the PCPs, they are a little bit higher than the 30%. For procedure times, solo performing specialists had shortest procedure times. And regarding the sedation type, the peripheral sedative procedures had better lesion detection rates and shorter procedure times than mapridine sedated procedures, regardless of the polyp status. In the regression analysis, the PCPs takes an average of 4 minutes longer than the solo performing specialist to finish the procedure. Within the 2% technique groups, physician specialty does matter. The specialists are consistently and significantly having higher lesion detection rates than PCPs. Within the specialist, 2% technique is always about 2 times in the likelihood of finding a lesion or each additional lesion than 1% technique. For the sedation type, the propofol is not associated with lower procedure durations, but a good bar preparation is. And the similar trend was observed in the lesion detection rates. That means even though we observe some trends towards the propofol sedation, a good bowel preparation is more important. So our finding confirms the literature of high competent performance by trained PCPs. And one unique feature of our protocol is the polyp search and removal in both ways in and out, and the gradual spiral withdrawal. This will reduce the chance of missing the polyps. And this is proved because not only the adenoma detection rate is consistently higher in 2% technique groups, but also the number of adenomas detected per patient. This tells us that 2% technique protocol is not only better in detecting a lesion, but also trying to catch any lesions to make screening colonoscopy more beneficial in colorectal cancer prevention to the patients. And among the specialists, with the help of 2% technique, the likelihood of lesion detections is always about 2 times than those with solo performance specialists. The peripheral sedation is not associated with the improved lesion detection and clearance. A good bowel preparation status is a key driver for all indicators. So our conclusion is that an innovation of a hands-on 2% technique is highly associated with better colonoscopy performance and lesion detection outcomes. Using the 2% technique with PCPs trained in the colonoscopy may be a solution to the shortage of gastroenterologists to the screening colonoscopy. Propofol sedation may contribute marginally to improved colonoscopy quality because it only shows a slight improvement in small adenoma detections. So finally, our study does not provide a support for adoption of propofol sedation for the purpose of improving the colonoscopy screening effectiveness of colorectal cancer prevention. We would like to acknowledge the South Carolina Medical and Endoscopy Center for providing the access to the data and facilitating data collection for primary records by the study team. Thank you.